Well, with us in studio now is the Enterprise, Trade and Employment Minister, Peter Burke. Minister, you're very welcome. Thanks for joining us. Just picking up there on where the EPA's head left off. This is 1 year we're talking about here, this 6.8 reduction. We are still significantly off meeting our 51% targets for 2030. And in those big sectors of transport, energy and agriculture, the emissions are not coming down quickly enough. You need to more quickly implement your own policies.
Well, I think, first of all, it is a very good news story. As Laura said, 6.8% is very significant. And I think what that does is it demonstrates two things. First of all, it really smashes the myth that you can't have a growing economy and also have essentially reducing emissions. Now we can see in a sustainable level, you can have that. And that gives us great hope. And secondly, which I think is very important, I know in my own sector, I'm responsible for about 9.7% of industrial emissions. We are trying to obviously reduce that over two horizons to 2025 and 2030. And if you look at the reduction in our area, over 9%, the policies that I've only put in the last 14 weeks, so we've published a roadmap for decarbonising cement, we've also done one for industrial heat, all those policies are going to yield results now over the months and years ahead to demonstrate an increased reduction. And we can use very strong tools available like our public procurement code to ensure that we are meeting them and changing public policy.
But not quickly enough. We're going to miss our targets by 2030.
Well, I would counter that because the outworkings of the policies we've put in place now will not be seen until the months and years ahead. And I do believe that we will get to grips with this. Government has demonstrated very clearly that we are now significantly reducing emissions. We've put huge budgets. If you look at the agricultural sector there, €1.5 billion of an acre scheme to put in place to assist farmers. That's demonstrating that the government is working in partnership with the agricultural sector, and now it has reversed that trend and commenced reducing carbon emissions.
But in transport, the SEAI said aviation fuel rose to record levels last year, 1.36 billion litres. Petrol and diesel use returned to almost pre-COVID levels. Electric vehicle targets unlikely to be met by 2030. Nearly 40 million people flew in 2023. How can that align then with a reduction in emissions?
Because that's why we have about €13 billion to put into capital infrastructure. You can see that in the transport sector in terms of new electric vehicles in our bus fleet. Obviously, aviation is an area that has to respond, and we do need a huge amount of work to be carried out there, balanced with the fact that we are in an island economy and we have to ensure that it is sustainable in what we do. But transport, if you look at it, we've about 2.7 million people employed now, and now we can see our emissions are lower than before we had in COVID. So again, that's very significant progress. And I absolutely concur that we do need to get a significant increase in infrastructure to give people a viable alternative, because I know from a rural constituency that you do need to have that viable alternative to make the transition. And that's why we have record capital expenditure in the coming years that will deliver that, and we'll be able to see those changes right across all our communities around the country.
Speaking of aviation, the Aer Lingus pilots dispute. The Labour Court has made its recommendation, which the company has accepted, 17.75% pay rise for the pilots over 4 years. What's your message to the unions this morning?
Well, look, I think, first of all, it shows that the industrial relations machinery of the state is working. Both the unions and indeed Aer Lingus have a very strong track record of working with our industrial relations machinery to the better and getting disputes resolved. I always said that disputes are resolved. That always happens. So we need, obviously, cool heads now. And I would really appeal that we get this resolved and ensure
that... Would you urge IALPA's executive
absolutely
to recommend acceptance?
I think it's so important because we have to move on to the next chapter as an island economy again. And for so many vulnerable sectors that really require connectivity to be at a premium over the summer months ahead, we really need to ensure that this dispute is resolved now.
Is there a precedent here, though, if it is accepted, other groups of workers will look for inflation-proofed pay rises?
Well, obviously, there has been a previous recommendation from the Labour Court, and I do note it's always difficult when you're trying to manage inflationary pressures. But on the wider cycle, you can see that the government's policy has now reduced inflation down to 2%, which was at a peak of about 7.8% just a couple of years ago. Again, that demonstrates that government policies, when they're carefully interventions are worked very sustainably, they do have an impact. And you can see we're having that impact now. But I think in disputes that in an island economy, for the all-island economy, it's so important that this is resolved quickly.
Are hospitality and retail employers, are they going to get another payment now under the increased cost of business grant?
They are indeed. So currently at this point in time, over 60,000 businesses have received a payment. That's 83% of all those who have registered have been paid. So now in the weeks ahead, we are commencing a second payment for those vulnerable sectors.
Why are they getting a second one?
Because essentially, first of all, we did a report between the Department of Social Protection and the Department of Enterprise, which demonstrated very clearly that in terms of the increased regulatory pressures with increased costs over the last 18 months, the very vulnerable sector is hospitality and retail. They employ about 75% of our national minimum wage workers. There's been significant increases for workers trying to improve their conditions, making work pay, ensuring they have better quality of life and quality of working conditions. And obviously, there's increased costs attached to that. And that's why we're giving this payment to try and assist them with those increased costs. And obviously, I'd be very focused on the budget as well to have a very strong package for SMEs, because over the last 14 weeks, I've listened to so many sectoral representatives, met so many business owners up and down the country. And so important as a government, we listen to them, we respond as best we can in a sustainable way over the weeks ahead.
But in terms of hospitality and retail, is that it for them? Are they going to get anything else? Are you going to lobby for them to get anything else in the budget?
Well, first of all, we have 15 points, action points we've taken through our SME package. Those grants are now available for them. Energy efficiency grants, grants that can reduce their monthly bills very significantly. We have the change to PRSI for the lower rate of PRSI to take effect from the 1st of October. So a lot of the benefits that I have implemented are now being released into those sectors.
But and hospitality we'll wants specifically a VAT reduction. That's not going to happen.
Well,
is
obviously
it?
Those are part of the budgetary discussions, and I will be having my bilateral discussions with Minister Chambers, the new Finance Minister, and the Minister Pascal Donoghue. And I'm very focused on to ensure that we have a very strong budget for our business sector, because they rely on certainty. They've endured a lot of regulatory change. I've listened, and we will have a very strong
package. But you won't
be
pushing for a VAT reduction, because that's not the policy of the government.
Well, I'm not going to go into my bilateral relationships with our ministers. We have to take this as a collective. I've put together my pre-budget submission now, and I'm working right through that to ensure that we will have a very strong voice for business. But I do hear the voice of the hospitality sector. It is very significant, and they are under pressure, and that's why we need to respond as a government.
Okay, thank you very much for coming in to talk to us this morning. Peter Burke, Enterprise, Trade and Employment Minister.